This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. The state representative for House District 50 has resigned, citing unspecified allegations against her. Rochelle Galindo, a Greeley Democrat, held the seat for less than a year and was also the subject of a recall effort because of her vote in favor of new oil and gas rules. To learn more about House District 50 and to give us some context around Galindo's resignation, I'm joined by CSU political science professor Robert Duffy, who's been following Colorado elections for more than a decade.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about the history of House District 50, which covers Greeley and parts of Weld County. Representative Galindo was a Democrat. Has the seat been traditionally blue?
Dave Young held the seat before that. He's now the state treasurer. He had won the seat fairly easily in most of his recent campaigns, 2012 on. In one case, I think he won by 17, 18 points. Galindo won by about 7 points in 2018, which kind of makes sense. The district is fairly sort of competitive, I would say. Oil and gas issues and other things have sort of raised prospects for Republican candidates in the district. And of course, she was a candidate for an open seat. So if there's no incumbent, generally races tend to be a little more competitive unless the seat is overwhelmingly lopsided in one direction or another.
Weld County is pretty red in the other areas. Any idea why there is this kind of pocket of blue in the Greeley area?
Greeley has a history, at least certain parts of Greeley, you know, working class, blue collar type workers who have traditionally been Democratic. There's also a fairly substantial Latino population, which tends to vote Democratic. I think those two things, you know, probably explain the bulk of why that particular district has been that way.
Recently, there were a couple of recall efforts targeted at Representative Galindo. Are recall campaigns common in Colorado, or was this an isolated effort?
They're not exceptionally common, but they're becoming more common, especially on the Republican side. You know, after Democrats in the state legislature passed a number of gun safety bills in the aftermath of the Aurora Theater shooting, there were recall efforts proposed against three Democratic state senators, and some of those met with success. Since then, there's been sort of an uptick in at least talks of recalls and threats of recalls and that sort of stuff. And from day one, in this most recent election cycle, there were talks of Republicans launching recall efforts against Governor Polis and several of the Democrats in the state legislature within days of the state legislature taking office. That suggests to me that it's not about particular votes or particular actions that legislatures have taken. It's more about unhappiness with election results and perhaps seeing an opportunity through recall elections to re-engineer the electorate in a way that's more favorable to your candidates and your party.
I wanted to ask you if you think that gender and or sexual orientation or other identity politics play a role here. Of course, Galindo says it did, and organizers said it was simply her voting record. So what would you say?
Well, I'd say there were two sets of organizers of recall efforts against Representative Galindo, and the first one made no bones about it, that they thought it was because of her lifestyle. The one pastor, I believe, who was involved in the first effort basically said she's a lesbian and doesn't deserve to be in office, so we're gonna recall her. And then there was another group that came along later and said, no, this is all about the oil and gas vote. You know, there's an industry of political consultants who profit off of not just elections, but off of recall elections.
What happens next? And then also, what should we look for in House District 50 in the 2020 election and beyond?
What happens is the local party committee gets to nominate a replacement, which they'll do, and that'll be a Democrat. And then that sort of takes the sails out of any recall effort, right? So there can't be a recall. So now there will be an incumbent Democrat who will at least have one, you know, session under their belt to run for re-election, to establish some name recognition and establish some ties. 2020 is going to be sort of an interesting time. I mean, the state seems to be trending pretty clearly in the Democrats' direction. And the question is whether the enthusiasm that you saw on the Democratic side in 2018 continues through 2020.
That was CSU political science professor Robert Duffy talking about the recent resignation of House Representative Rochelle Galindo and what's next for House District 50.